Steve Hubbard has seen old fishing boats lying around for as long as he can remember. He never realized how important they were until a few years ago. So he drove to Astoria from Lebam, Washington, to learn how to make three-dimensional images of vessels.
Before roads, there was boat traffic. That's how everything got in and out of there. And I guess living near the water, I've always had an interest in boats. And so this is just a continuation of that interest.
Puget Sound, the Columbia and Willamette Rivers, the coast, the vessels that plied each defined the Northwest. Hubbard says knowing how to take intricate measures of these boats is crucial to preserving them. That was part of Sam Johnson's goal, too. He's the executive director of the Columbia River Maritime Museum in Astoria. Johnson created a project to document as many boats in the Northwest as possible before it's too late.
Even the modern gillnet boats are disappearing slowly but surely. The fishery is declining, and as it declines, people take these boats and they don't take care of them. They just get rid of them. They're a tool.
Okay, next point.
Okay, now do you want to do each
plank? Saturday, we'll about a dozen people milled about a squat, weathered watercraft. We were in a warehouse, a couple blocks from Johnson's museum. Everybody pointed cameras and surveying equipment at a Columbia River gillnetter. A trio of experts taught the group how to target digital cameras. Some also used the kind of laser telemetry developed for land surveys.
And I may not actually target this one point, because
this workshop was part of a partnership between Johnson and Clatsop Community College's Historic Preservation Program. They'll package these technical schematics with what narratives of a boat's history and use they can gather. That will all be sent to the Library of Congress. Clatsop Community College professor Lucian Swerdloff says museums can only exhibit and store so many vessels.
It's kind of like the next best thing. You can't preserve this, you can't save this thing. So at least if we document it, we have a record of what it looks like.
Boat documentation isn't only happening in Astoria. A similar workshop on photogrammetry recently took place at the Cama Beach campus of the Seattle-based Center for Wooden Boats. The center wants to document 11 small boats that were designed, built, and used in Washington. Andrew Washburn manages the project. He says it's important to focus not just on elaborate, well-known vessels, but on workaday boats, too.
The small boats represent the sort of boats that everyday people, working people, or that would have used, and they're not the big, sexy schooners.
Among those attending the Astoria workshop was Bruce Wylup, a historian from Washington's Pacific County. Wylup, who used to work at the Columbia River Maritime Museum, wants to preserve the Willapa Bay oyster fleet.
History is full of missing pages. Tools like this tend to be used and used up and thrown away. That's their nature. It's only us weirdos nowadays that, you know, see, you know, that they have a larger significance, both for now and into the future. Museums are about the future.
Johnson and Swerdloff's future includes a summer documenting more boats. They also plan to build a boat preservation center with the hope of spreading these techniques to other communities. I'm Bill Lasher in Astoria.